天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我们现在正在学习的课题是 Blessing of Surrender， 献身之福。那我们在生活中应当如何去做才可以得到从神而来的祝福呢？那圣灵又是如何在我们身上工作的呢？好，那就让我们一起来预备心，领受从麦克牧师而来的分享吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to this broadcast.
欢迎你收听这个节目。
We began in the last message a new series of messages entitled The Blessings of Surrender.
上一次开始了新系列的信息，叫做《献身之福》。
Last time, I promised you that today I would tell you the three conditions under which you can receive the blessings of God.
上一次我答应过今天要讲得神赐福的三个条件。
But first, let's take a closer look at the question Elisha asked the widow.
但是首先请仔细看看以利沙问寡妇的问题。
What do you have in your house?
你家里有什么？
Let me turn this question around and point it to you.
让我问你这同样的问题。
What do you have in your house?
你家里有什么？
Can you say with confidence that I have been empowered by the Holy Spirit of God?
你能不能肯定地说我有神的圣灵的大能？
Can you say I live in the power of the Spirit of God?
你能不能说我活在神的圣灵的能力里？
Can you say with confidence, I walk in the power of the Holy Spirit of God?
你能不能确定地说，我行在神的圣灵的能力里？
Remember in 2 Kings, the widow said, I have a jar of oil.
记住在列王记下，那寡妇说，我有一瓶油。
When Elisha heard that she had a jar of oil, here's what he said.
当以利沙听见妇人说有一瓶油，他就这么说。
Lady, you have everything.
夫人，你已有了一切。
There are so many Christians who have the Holy Spirit, but like this woman, they do not know the secret of His potential power.
有许多基督徒有圣灵，但就像这个妇人一样，他们不知道圣灵潜在能力的奥秘。
They do not know the secret of His energy.
他们不知道圣灵能源的奥秘。
They live in ignorance of the secret of His majesty.
他们对圣灵威严的奥秘毫无所知。
And when Elisha looked into the situation,
当以利沙见到这个情况,
he immediately told her about the conditions under which this jar of oil would become a vital reality.
他马上告诉妇人在什么情况下那瓶油就会实现神的赐福。
First, however,Let's review the passage from 2 Kings chapter 4.
首先让我们再看一遍列王记下第四章的经文。有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说，你仆人我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的，现在有债主来要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。以利沙问他说，我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我你家里有什么？他说，婢女家中除了一瓶油之外没有什么。以利沙说，你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借，回到家里关上门，你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了的放在一边。于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面，儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油，器皿都满了，他对儿子说，再给我拿器皿来。儿子说，再没有器皿了。 油就止住了。妇人去告诉神人，神人说，你去卖油还债，所剩的你和你儿子可以靠着度日。
After assessing the woman's problem, Elisha immediately set forth conditions under which the jar of oil would become a reality.
伊丽莎评估了妇人的困难后，就立刻说明她那瓶油要实现神赐福的条件。
The first condition was this.
第一个条件呢是
Go and get lots of empty jars.
去借多些空瓶子回来。
In verse 3 he said,
第三节说
Go borrow vessels, do not just get a few.
你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。
What are the borrowed vessels?
什么是借来的空器皿？
They are the woman's capacity to receive.
空器皿代表妇人所能接受的容量。
The more vessels she has, the more oil she will receive.
空器皿越多，表示她可获得的油越多。
The more empty they are, the more full of oil they will become.
器皿越空，他们就能装得越满。
The moment she ran out of empty vessels, the oil stopped flowing.
当她再没有瓶子可装的一刻，油就止住了。
My listening friends, this is very important.
我亲爱的朋友，这是非常重要的。
God will only bless you to the capacity that you make available to Him.
神只会按照你给神的容量来赐福于你。
When you are filled with the spirit of bitterness, God's spirit will stop pouring.
当你心里充满了苦涩，圣灵就会停止倾注。
When you are filled with a critical spirit and the cantankerous spirit, God's spirit will stop pouring.
当你心里充满了论断和批评，圣灵就会停止倾注。
When you are filled with the spirit of me and mine, God's spirit will stop pouring.
当你心里只有自己，单顾自己的事，圣灵就会停止倾注。
When you are filled with the spirit of greed and covetousness, the spirit of God will stop pouring.
当你心里充满了贪婪，圣灵就会停止倾注。
When you are filled with the spirit of vengeance or gossip or murmuring, God's spirit will stop pouring.
当你心里充满了仇恨，搬弄是非或说人闲话，圣灵就会停止倾注。
When you are filled with the spirit of lust and immorality, God's spirit will stop pouring.
当你心里充满淫念和不道德的思想，圣灵就会停止倾注。
For some of you, the spirit of God has been stopped from pouring into your life long ago, and you do not even know it.
有些人早已失去了圣灵的倾注，但是仍是懵然不知。
Some of you stopped becoming empty jars long time ago, and you are spiritually as dry as a bone.
有些人心中早已不再有空位留给神，以致灵性枯萎的像白骨一样。
Some of you have given up receiving the daily pouring of the Holy Spirit long time ago.
有些人早已放弃接受圣灵的每天的倾注。
Yet you have been faking your spiritual walk because that is what you think is expected of you.
但是你一直假装有圣灵同行，因为别人期望你应该是这样的。
Today you must offer God an empty jar if you want to be filled of the Holy Spirit.
今天如果你想让圣灵来充满你，你必须将一个空瓶子交给神。
Today you must borrow your full capacity of emptiness if you want God to bless you.
今天如果你想蒙神赐福，你必须尽量多留些空位给神。
If you want to experience the inner filling of God's Holy Spirit again,
如果你想再一次经历圣灵充满你的内心，
If you want the Spirit of God to be poured into your life again,
如果你想再一次得到圣灵侵入你的生命，
Then you have to empty yourself now.
那么你现在就要倒空自己。
The first condition was gathering all the empty jars.
第一个条件就是尽量收集空瓶子。
The second condition is found in verse 4.
第二个条件可在第四节找到。
You shall shut the door behind you and your sons.
回到家里，关上门，只有你和你儿子在里面。
In Luke chapter 11, verse 13, Jesus said,
在路加福音十一章十三节，耶稣说，
If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
God is far more anxious to pour his spirit of power.
神是多么渴望将大能的灵倾注给你。
God is far more anxious to pour his spirit of joy and peace.
神是多么渴望将喜乐和平安的灵倾注给你。
God is far more anxious to put blessings into your life than you are willing to receive.
神是多么渴望赐福给你的生命，甚至超过你所想所求的。
Get into your prayer closet and shut the door.
要进到祈祷密室，然后关上门。
Shut the door of anxiety behind you.
关上你一切挂虑的门。
Shut the door of fear behind you.
关上你恐惧的门。
Shut the door of worldliness behind you.
关上贪爱世界的门。
Shut the door of legitimate and illegitimate disturbance behind you.
关上你合理和不合理的纠纷扰乱之门。
Shut the door of worldliness and worldly noise behind you.
关上世俗化和世俗杂音的门。
Shut the door of your busy social life behind you.
关上你忙碌社交生活之门。
And do business with God, for he wants to give you more generously than you have been willing to receive.
且要与神相交，因为他要慷慨地赐更多恩典给你，是超过你所想所求的。
There is a third condition found in this passage.
在这段经文里还有第三个条件。
The third condition is the yielding spirit.
第三个条件就是降服的灵。
Think about it.
想想它。
The woman has but a drop of oil, and yet Elisha tells her to go out and borrow as many empty vessels as she can find.
那妇人只有一点点油，而伊丽莎叫她出去，问邻舍尽量借多些器皿回来。
It is unbelievable.
这是难以置信的。
But all miracles are unbelievable.
然而一切神迹都是难以置信的。
But because she yielded and surrendered, the miracle happened.
因为她愿意降服，因此就有神迹发生了。
And God will do the same for us if we yield.
如果我们肯降服，神同样的会行神迹。
It is only when we are broken and feeling inadequate that God's work of pouring His blessings has just begun.
我们只有在破碎自我并承认自己的不足时，神才会开始动工倾注恩福给我们。
God cares whether you have yielded to him or not.
神看重我们有没有向他降服。
The way you respond to your own brokenness,
你对自我破碎的反应。
The way you respond to your feeling of inadequacy,
你对缺乏感的反应。
The way you surrender or do not surrender to God,
你愿不愿意降服在神面前，
will determine whether you will be blessed or not.
那将决定你能不能蒙神赐福。
The founder of a large Christian organization once asked,
有一次有人问一个基督教大机构的创办人，
What is the secret of your success?
你成功的秘诀是什么？
He said, if there is a secret, it is this.
他说，假如有秘诀的话，那就是
God has had all there was of me.
神已经得到了我所有的一切。
God had all that there was of me.
神拥有我的一切。
Let me tell you that the greatness of any man's power or any woman's power is the measure of his or her surrender and submission.
让我告诉你，不论男女，一个人能力的大小都是决定于他向神所献上及交出的有多少。
Once the oil was poured into the jars,
当油一倒进瓶子里，
Elisha said,
伊丽莎说，
Go sell your oil, pay your debt, and your sons live on the rest.
你去卖油还债，所剩的你和你儿子可以靠着度日。
Do you want to be blessed of God?
你想不想蒙神赐福？
Do you want to experience the power of God?
你想不想经历神的能力？
Then you must surrender your empty vessel to Christ.
那你必须将你空器皿交给基督。
Write to me and tell me how you have surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ.
请来信告诉我你如何将自己降服在耶稣基督面前。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
Amen.
感谢大家收听这期的《天路导向》节目，愿神赐福每一位弟兄姐妹平安，我们下周再会。
生命是上苍。 全心渴慕你。